Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
With Juan McCartney is sponsored by Burger King, CFAL, Commonwealth Bank, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, Island Pay, J.S. Johnson, NUA Insurance Agents and Brokers, Ron's Electric Motors, Scotiabank, and Wendy's.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. We got several things going on today, but first I want to send a shout out to the sponsors. When I do pay attention, I'm listening to who the sponsors are. I want to send a shout out to you guys for still supporting the show and believing in the product. And I'm hoping to give you bang for your buck and make sure you get your money's worth. So if you do want to advertise, go ahead and do so. And I could always give you a special shout out. I do like appearances, right? I send birthday greetings, bar mitzvahs, like a little christening message. I can do all that. It's just a small supplemental fee. You get a big enough contract, I'll do it gratis on the house. All right. All right, today we're going to be talking about some national affairs, and then in the second hour, we're going to be talking with Miss Yang from Ancient Chinese Secret. She can get all your health stuff in order. We want you to live healthy, productive lives. I don't frequent TikTok myself personally, but I know people who do, and they've shared numerous videos with me of, let's say, pleasantly plump Bahamian women who are proud of the fact that they are pleasantly plump and say that they've got it together where it counts. I want you to know that while we love you and we support the pleasantly plump, you're going to have diminished outcomes over time if you don't get it together. Tomorrow's promise to no one, but it gets particularly sticky when you've had decades of being overweight and all the problems associated with that. So we want you all to live your best life. I'm supposed to do this year more healthy living, more focus on health. I did my first 6 weeks, and I kind of just eased off, but I talked to a lot of people. They said they're doing intermittent fasting. I'm going to get back on my IF routine. I'm going to do an 18-6, do that for about 12 weeks, and then we'll look at a 24. But we're going to have to do a little better as a nation, all right? And that's not to lecture you. That's just to tell you, like, you want your life to be more comfortable as you get older. Right now, you feel fine. You know, you're in your 20s, 30s. It's no problem. And I'm not trying to shame you. I'm just saying you should have better health outcomes, right? So decades of high blood pressure, of stress, of high cholesterol, of eating poorly, just piles up over time. And I didn't understand the consequences of high blood pressure very clearly when you factor age into it until my mother got very sick. And she suffered from high blood pressure for, 40 years, certainly since not too long after she had my sister and I. And it takes its toll over time. So you want to be very careful about looking just in the moment, you should feel good about yourself and you should be positive about where you are and all this, but you should look to yourself and try to get better health outcomes. Because you don't want to be debilitated later on in life. It's like Dr. Pinto talks about, if you're a man, you know, you want to get your prostate screened. I got my prostate screened recently. I don't mind telling you, I had a health physical, right? My annual physical, and I had skipped last year, but I realized I had to go this year. And they told me that I had a bit of high cholesterol, right? And I've never had high cholesterol in my life. And it's not, someone says the volume's low. Check the volume, please. They're telling me it's low. Is it low for you? I control nothing, I want you to know. Like, you're better off messaging Kermit or Ollie. Like, I don't control the mic volume. I don't control the phone volume. None of it do I control. I sit here and talk. There are hosts, not on this station, who do operate the board while they do talk shows, but not I. All right? So I can't help you with that one. But I told Kermit, so he's going to try to hook it up. Maybe something's going on. The power was out a few minutes ago. Maybe that's still moving forward. Maybe I'm speaking lowly. Maybe I should start speaking loudly. In any event, you... That's your sexy voice. What? That's my tired voice. I guess that's the sultry voice. You're like, I'm tired. I didn't sleep well last night. I don't know why. I didn't sleep well. You ever have a dream where you're falling and you wake up? Like, I was dreaming like that. Like, I was in my car and I was coming over the east-west highway, like where the hill is, like where city limits used to be, where the road traffic thing is, where the police station is, right? And I'm coming, and it's like, I'd wake up. So it's like, I'm coming over the hill, and I'm for some reason, I'm speeding out of control. And I hop the hill, right? Like when the hill like goes to the decline, I just hop straight through, and I'm like flying in the air, and my car's coming down. And I'm coming down like where the traffic light is. And I have no control over my car, and I'm just like falling. It's weird. And I woke up, and I was like falling again. I was like, I don't know what the hell's going on. Sometimes that happens. I didn't eat anything weird. It happens. I didn't take melatonin. I took some diphenhydramine, but I didn't take any melatonin, which usually gives you weird dreams. Anyway, back to what I was saying. Back to what I was saying, you want to have better health outcomes over time. And I'm not saying that to make you feel bad or to speak badly about you, but I'm just saying you're going to want to take care of yourself. So I'm 45, I'll be 46, right? I'm getting older, I'll be 50 in a few years, right? Who'd imagine? Because to me, 20 years ago, 50 was like ancient, right? 50 is like you start checking out. You start making peace with your maker and your children, you know what I mean? That's why, and in 50, my children will be, when I'm 50, my children will be teenagers, right? So you got to start taking care of yourself. I had a physical. I recommend you go get a physical. You can go get most of it done through National Health Insurance. I have insurance, thankfully, so I didn't have to do that. But go get your physical, right? And they'll sit with you. They'll go through all your levels, all your stuff. You got to start taking care of yourself. When I was probably, I'd say, maybe 13 or so years ago, my blood pressure was out of control. I used to drink those energy drinks all the time. That would shoot my blood pressure up. And I tried to modify it. Because when you think of blood pressure, you go, okay, well, I just don't want to have a stroke, right? And that's most people's goal. They're like, all right, I know if I'm clocking over 140, that's not good. I know if I'm hitting like 180, like I'm in the danger zone. I've known people who looked perfectly healthy who had blood pressure over 200 or like 140. I'm like, how are you walking around talking? Right. So, and that's what you think. Like, I just want to avoid high blood pressure because I don't want to get this stroke. I don't want to have anything debilitating. I want to flop out. But in actuality, if your heightened blood pressure over time starts to damage your blood vessels, your arteries, and as the blood vessels and the arteries become compromised and the blood vessels start to die, then blood doesn't get to critical parts of your body, your organs in particular,
and those organs start to deteriorate. So one of the results of my mother's long-term high blood pressure was vascular dementia. And I don't know how many of you ever dealt with anything remotely. I've talked about this before. You may remember. I don't know if any of you have ever dealt with anything remotely close to dementia, right? But it's not an experience that you would want yourself or anyone else to go through, all right? Or a caregiver to go through. And I wouldn't recommend it for anyone, all right? You also start to lose blood flow in your extremities. A lot of times when you get high blood pressure, your kidneys start to deteriorate. And so you really do want to start taking care of yourself. So I'm saying this for everybody, but particularly the pleasantly plump on TikTok, maybe be more mindful of how healthy you are as opposed to just being, I'm comfortable with my size. And that's fine if you're comfortable with your size, but you have to consider your health. And there's no problem with confronting that. All right? It is something you must look at and be like, is what I'm doing now going to sustain me for the next 30, 40 years, or will this be an issue? All right? That we didn't know in the past. And therefore, like, no one used to come tell us, right? Like, you'd have your grandma and all them, like, oh, eat this, don't eat that. But then we started eating fast food and eating everything else. And like Simeon Hall talks about, Simeon Hall Jr., we had the slave menu, but then we took the slavery part out of it, but we still got all the food, right? So you got to start looking at these better outcomes. And I'm not perfect, but I'm constantly thinking about it. Now, the only thing I'm concerned about from this physical is my cholesterol. Now, y'all tell me I could eat conch. So I'm just going to take that on air from non-doctors. Hey, all right, y'all say I could eat conch. Keep it going. I'm going to keep it going. No problem. But I'm going to have to cut out some things. I don't do a lot of red meat, but I do too much. I've been digging into patties too much lately. I've found this new place in Fox Hill that sells bread, and I've been dealing with that every weekend. So I'm trying to, do some things. So I'm going to watch my cholesterol. Because when I went to the doctor, he's like, oh, your cholesterol's a bit high. He's like, it's not worryingly high, but you need to bring it back into normal territory. Because, cholesterol blocks up your arteries. You should have a heart attack. And when he said that, I go, all right, doc, so just tell me what you want me to take, so I can go do some research, ask some questions. He's like, you don't need that. There's no take. He's like, there's no take anything. He's like, you need to change your diet. He's like, avoid these foods, right? Excessive butter. Don't eat margarine at all. Right? Avoid these foods, and we will check you back in 6 months to see your progress. Right? But that's usually the modus operandi. I'm fine like I am. I eat whatever I want. I do whatever I want. I don't commit to exercise. I don't commit to, cutting back on certain things. And the doctor's going to give me a pill, and that's going to save me. And I'm here to tell you it's not. All right? It'll maybe buy you some time, but that won't save you. And I know you could get hit by a bus tomorrow. You get struck by lightning. No one's promised another day. But it behooves you to do the best you can. So now I got to go get, I don't know if this is too personal, a colonoscopy? You're supposed to get one when you hit your 40s, when you turn like 45? They're like, yeah, it's time. I'll spare you the details, but I'm going to go get one. I've already been briefed on the entire process. Sounds like a treat. Sounds like a real treat. To have a camera travel a quarter mile through your large intestine. All right, we got a call? No problem. I'm just talking about health outcomes. I know you want to talk about current affairs. The guy who's charged with threatening and molesting his daughter, I know you do. I've decided we can maybe push that back for another time to talk about all those contingent issues. People are outraged about it, though. And I completely understand it. All right? So work on your stuff, right? I tell you this so you can do well. You feel like a champ when you're 20, 30, 40. I'm here to tell you, as a man, it starts slowing down at 40, right? You feel a difference. Yeah, you got to work hard. You got to do more. in order to be as energetic, maintain weight, XYZ, it's really more difficult, and it's easier if you start now. Says Juan, you're all over the place today. I'm just talking about the health outcomes. All right, we had a call. Call's not there. Let's do text messages. This is what it is. This is me talking to you, right? One-on-one. It says the volume's better, thanks. Juan, your volume's fine. Something's probably wrong with the texter's advice. But no, my thrust is the pleasantly plump people on TikTok, right? I think it's a bad message. I think that no one should shame you if you're, you know, pleasantly plump. What is the behavior vernacular? Fluffy, whatever like that. But you got to understand the health outcomes. There's nothing wrong with saying, okay, yeah, you know, I want to be positive about my body, X, Y, Z. I totally get that. But if you're an adult, right, or, you know, you've gone through puberty, you're capable of comprehending how your body actually works, the laws of thermodynamics, you know, you got to start trying. All right? Juan, you're correct. We're a very obese nation of people. I'm listening to you in a parking lot in my car, and as you speak, I see several ladies passing who are very overweight and really not appropriately dressed for their size. Yeah. Says Juan, what is the slave menu? The slave menu, like heavy starches and fats, things that are really filling and that have a lot of calories that could sustain you, that you usually eat like once a day. It's also those things that you got together at the end of the week and there was a communal kind of cooking experience that Jeff Simeon Hall talks about. And someone will bring salt beef and someone will bring the conch and someone will bring the rice and someone will bring something else, the chicken. And then you have these big, huge meals as a community when there was all this labor to be done. But right now we don't do that much labor. All right. It says, Mr. McGartney, 75% of a person's cholesterol is endogenous, meaning it comes from genetics and family makeup history. Only 25% is diet-related, dietary. Imitation helps, but only to a certain extent. Yeah, and you know what? That's interesting because my doctor told me that the last physical I had, my cholesterol wasn't high, but my diet was dramatically different. All right? That the pandemic like screwed a lot of stuff up for me. But my doctor's like in great shape. And he was like, and my blood pressure was still a bit elevated. And I said, I don't know what to do. I was like, I work out. I eat well. I'm taking the medicine. I don't know. And he said, sometimes it's genetics. You know, he's like, he's perfectly healthy in most aspects, but he still has to take cholesterol medication because it's something that his father had and it passed it on to him. So I can definitely understand that. But my father didn't have high cholesterol as far as I'm aware. And he didn't have any heart issues. And that was surprising to me. It's the first time in my life that I've been told my cholesterol is high. Since you said you were going to talk about current issues and you got sidelined with TikTok. Yeah, it was on my mind, man. That was on my mind. Like, I'm seeing this and I'm like, are we sending the right message? Like, are we, like, yeah, I get it. You know, be happy about your body. And you want that, right? Like, you want to see, like, your actual selves kind of reflected in a broader perspective to understand that, you know, you're not alone. You want to feel represented. You want to feel seen, as they say. Right? But are we sending the right message? Is my question. Like, and you got to want to straddle that line. Remember when Dwayne Sands was like, oh, you think you're big sexy, but you're like in a health crisis. And everyone was mad. And all. So you got to straddle this line of not offending people, but telling people that, you know, there may be an issue. All right? Yeah, my bad. I got sidelined on TikTok. Brother Juan, not off topic, but we in Seabreeze and many of us are sick of BPL. Last 3 days, it's off. Why? I can't tell you why either. My light went off today, too. Juan, I blame KB and his song just because she's fat. That made Bayman wouldn't think it's sexy to be fat. And KB went and married a slim Cuban woman. I haven't seen KB in ages. Yeah, but KB... Oh, you're saying I'm all over my place. That's talking about my dream. Listen, I'm having a human experience, right? And I try to shield you from the more gory, gruesome details. but I'm trying to make it through just like everybody else. I could come on here and fake it, like I got it all figured out, like everything's perfect and fine, but that just wouldn't be real, right? And I'm tired of that. I'm tired of hearing everybody, like, give lessons, like they've got it all so straightened out, when all of us struggle with many different things, all right? And so if we can acknowledge that we do struggle, we can have a... So what's... Messaging me about my dream. I don't know what it means. I'm falling. It's frightening. I'm falling in a car. I'm driving a car I have no control over. I hopped the hill from East-West Highway going toward the Mollop Marathon. In one part of the dream, I, like, flew over the hill from the road traffic or the police traffic building into the blue hole. And then I wake up, but I'm driving again, and I'm falling. I have no idea what's happening. It's torturous. So I didn't get a lot of sleep. All right. We're also going to be talking with Miss Yang on the in the second hour. She's going to tell us about the medications that we could take, the natural herbal remedies that we could take to smooth out a lot of issues that we're having. I did ask her about cholesterol, and she explained to me, too, that it's largely your diet that you're going to have to look at. We're going to take a break, and we're going to be right back on the other side.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
Children are a blessing and should be treated with love and care. They deserve safe, stable, and nurturing relationships, a supportive family environment, and positive social networks. Mothers, fathers, teachers, aunties, uncles, neighbors, Bahamas, let's do our part to stop the physical, sexual, and mental abuse of our children. Make the calls, file the reports, save precious lives. Let's join hands and hearts and say no more to child abuse. This message was brought to you by CFAL. Growing wealth for future generations.
Burger King Nassau is bringing you the delicious taste of Philly cheese in three mouth-watering varieties. Enjoy the great taste of Philly cheese with your choice of flame-grilled beef, crispy chicken, or try out BK's plant-based beef version. BK's Philly cheese has all the fixings you love, including lots of melted cheese, caramelized onions, bell peppers, and mushrooms on a sesame seed hoagie bun. Try the new Philly cheese as a combo or as part of the King's Feast at any of BK's seven locations. Burger King Nassau. Where taste is king.
Welcome back to the revolution. I do want to tell you we're going to be at Baja Retreat on Thursday. We're going to be talking to Vance and all the lovely people over there at Baja Retreat as we prepare for Mother's Day. Mother's Day is coming up. All right. It's this weekend. You got to make sure to do something special for that mother in your life. All right. Even if it's just a token of your appreciation. Just a card with cash or something like this.
some people like different things. You know, my wife likes flowers. Some people don't like flowers. Do something for him. We'll also be talking with Trevor Davis. He's going to come through and talk about the upcoming carnival that's going on. It says, I know what your dream means. It's God telling you don't try to get away from this show. Okay. It says, Juan, I agree with you. No one should ever celebrate being fat or obese. As a person who grew up obese, it causes many illnesses. I embarked on a healthy lifestyle journey, and it continues today. Yeah, and you know, I'll say this for a lot of Bahamian women, because I go to the gym. I give it up to them because a lot of them keep at it. You know what I mean? A lot of them go, and they don't stick with it, but they keep at it. And a lot of them keep at it, and they go in there, they're hustling, they're working. And so when I'm in the gym, right, it's a no-judgment zone. Unless, like, you're pump faking and just hanging up on the equipment, chit-chatting, doing nothing just to tell people you went to the gym today. It's a no-judgment zone. So if you're, you know, 400 pounds, and you're in the gym trying to break a sweat, trying to do something, you know, to improve your condition, I support you. Keep at it. I want you to keep at it. I want you to keep going. I don't know you, but I support you. I want you to keep going. I want you to keep doing it. If you're on the side of the road and you're walking and you're all sweaty, you know what I mean? And you're all out of shape and you feel badly because all you can manage is a brisk, like, walk, that's okay. Keep doing it. Like, get out there. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about the people on the passing by watching you. So dreams like that tend to mean you're going to experience some situations out of your control that you won't like. It usually doesn't end up drastic. It could just be that one chapter of your life is ending. Now, I'm on the fence about dreams being able to predict the future. I'm more in the vein of Freud, where you try to interpret dreams and you do an analysis of yourself. Things that maybe you're not acknowledging in your real life or that your brain's not putting together that are coming together in your subconscious, right? So, but maybe dreams can tell the future. I'm on the fence. My wife swears that her dreams tell the future. But okay, I'll take it. Say, okay. So your dream means you feel that you're losing control in a certain part of your life. Maybe it's the fact you're getting older. I once felt that way. I just decided to forget how old I am. It works for me until my birthday each year. Yeah, I never used to worry about getting older, you know. Until, like, I hit 40 and then I was like, yeah. I probably have less time left than I've had so far. And that makes me feel strange, right? So if you hit 40, Bahamian male life expectancy is 72 years old, right? 72.6, something like this. So you hit 40, you got about 30 years left, right? A solid living, right? And let me tell you something else. For me, when I hit 40, that's when the universe started to unlock for me, all right? Now, I've talked to people about this, and I've talked to friends about this, and they say, men anyway, they say when you hit 50, right, everything starts to fall into place, all right? When you understand how the world works, you understand what you're good at, you understand what you're going to do, and, you know, you're plotting out your future and what it looks like, and it starts to become crystal clear. And when you're 50 is when you can really start to enjoy, all right, your life. Your penis no longer works as well, but you're in other aspects. You start to enjoy your life. And they got pills for that, right, and shots. And I was told, Bradley Roberts told me, when you turn 60, that's when you're a grown man, all right? That's what he told me. He said, when you're 60, then you're a grown man. Until then,
you're not fully grown. And I go, yeah, but my children will be grown by the time I see. He said, when you hit 60, that's when you're a grown man. All right? That's when you're an adult. That's when you're finally grown up and you're understanding all of this thing that we call life. When you hit 60, as a man. I don't know what it is for women. And then when you hit 60, you got about 10 years left, right? If you're lucky. And my father, he died when he was 66. This says, I cross paths with you a few years ago by the Chinese on Village Road. You nearly walked over me, walked in, did not speak. I remember thinking, man, you're rude, and not really wanting to listen to your show because of how you presented. My husband's always been a big fan, encouraged me to listen, and I must say, I appreciate what you contribute. Whether I agree or not, you encourage people to think and are honest and are an honest, informed host. So no, we do not all have it all figured out. Thanks for sharing your gift. Hey, thanks. I'm sorry, I didn't realize I did that. I'm usually quite polite. Something must have been on my mind. I don't know. But I apologize if I came off as rude. I do try not to be rude whenever I can help it. And I do try to speak to people. But thank you for listening. It says, one, seriously, God tells us to stay away from people interpreting dreams and don't eat onions. Okay? This probably means you're in a situation you feel you're not in control of, but after minutes in the COVID lockdowns, all them type dreams should be played out. LOL. Sometimes a dream is just a dream. Don't fight it, embrace the chaos. True. So say, Juan, you got more. You've only been living for 20 years as an adult. Yeah, that's true, too. It says, Harvard School of Public Health talks about cholesterol, 75% from genetics, 25% diet-related. All right. So we've been talking about dreams and TikTok and health issues, all right, and the existential crisis that many of us go through. And that just is what it is. That's just radio sometimes, and that's just how it is, right? Y'all watch Cindy Patrice Daxon drinking Heineken for 45 minutes straight on a Facebook Live. I could talk about dreams. I could talk about TikTok. That was fast. Juan, don't talk about Cindy Patrice Daxon. I like Cindy Patrice Daxon. She's, at least she seems true to herself. You know, I've never met her. I never talked to her. She seems to know this is who I am and this is how I feel, even if I don't agree with her. Yeah, I got no problem. I'm saying, though, y'all will watch with rapt attention while she laying in bed drinking Heineken, and I know because I've done it too, right? For 45 minutes or more, and yet I can't talk about my dreams on the radio. I'm wasting everybody's time. Someone says, are you having a midlife crisis? No. Not yet. Not yet. Not at the moment. I feel as though I'll know when that happens. All right, we gotta go to break. We're going to break. I think Miss Yang will be here today. It's today, right? Yeah, today. I don't know what we got going on tomorrow. We'll figure it out. We'll talk national issues though. All right. But I want to talk about the person today, right? Your health, your well-being, your psyche, your subconscious, all this stuff that makes you. It makes us. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Breakfast just got better at Wendy's. Introducing the Breakfast Biggie Bag. Enjoy a double sausage muffin with two square sausage patties, a freshly cracked egg, and cheese served on a toasted English muffin, a medium waffle fries, and an orange juice for only $5.25, fat inclusive. Add an apple pie for just $1 more.
Say what?
At Wendy's, better breakfast is all day. Offers valid in participating locations. Wendy's, different inside and out.
You do coffee your way. Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
The city of Miami is waiting for you, and Island Pay wants to take you there. Yes, you heard that correctly. Island Pay is giving away 5 priceless trips to Miami for 2 people just for using your MasterCard prepaid card. Every $30 you spend gets you a chance to win. Whether it's on groceries, gas, diapers, clothes, gifts, online, and others, it's all counting and getting you closer to an unforgettable experience in Miami. Don't have an Island Pay MasterCard yet? No problem. Get yours today. And Island Pay will give you $15 back. Island Pay, a better way to pay, a better way to win. Promotion running March 21st to May 18th, 2022. Conditions apply. Visit islandpay.com to learn more.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Welcome back to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. We have Miss Yang from Ancient Chinese Secret back in the house. Pleasure to have you, Miss Yang.
Yeah, my goodness.
It's so good to have you here with us. And Miss Yang was talking with me during the break, and she was explaining to me that her view is not that your size or your figure determines your health. All right. Now, she's been trained a lot more meticulously in all of this than I have been at all. I was always taught that your body mass index and your level of obesity, your weight in proportion to your age and your height, were critical factors in your health. Because I think you heard me. We started off talking about TikTok and the pleasantly plump baby women.
Right.
And my view is that they can have poor health outcomes in the future. Now, you don't subscribe to just how people look as determining their health.
Mm-hmm. The figures and the index is not the sole standard to evaluate the people's their condition of health or unhealthy. From traditional Chinese medicine, the standard to look at people, they're healthy or sick, it depends on whether you are balanced and whether you have sufficiency in the kidney, internal organs, because kidney, liver, heart, lungs, all these key vital organs is the major root of the health. So even people have obesity, it doesn't mean pressure high, cholesterol high. So I have seen some people, the bottom line of the pressure or cholesterol, they were so hard to suppress the figures to meet the standards.
Right.
But eventually caused more damage of the health.
Wow.
And I personally know this person. She have similar situation and she passed away from the massive treatment.
Mm.
So what I'm saying that once your body balanced, you eat well, you sleep well, you're happy, psychologically you're happy, you have a healthy life. You don't have to focus on the one or two figures, stress out. Some people genetically, they have slightly high in the, some particular figure, but doesn't mean you deteriorated in artery or internal organs. No, that's not what we see.
Okay, so how do you determine how healthy they are if you're not factoring in like weight and the numbers and everything like that?
When the customer walk in the shop, I look at the people, the way they talk, the movements they walk, and the voice they talk, how deep the voice, because that's the symptoms of the whole strength of your kidney.
Mm-hmm.
Your eye, your eyes, yeah, and your face, whether glow, natural glow.
Yeah, you did it to me the other day.
Yeah.
You're like, your eyes are red, what's happening?
Yeah. I was like, I don't know. You stress out.
Right.
I can see that you stress out.
Yeah.
And whether your nails,
right,
your nails is the indication of your mineral absorption. So all these biomarkers shows, all of this shows how healthy you are.
Mm-hmm.
And your demeanor, your energy, and all of this you can see.
Right.
And then feel your pulse, your tongue, and your response about the questions. So
My problem is, nowadays anyway, well, actually my consistent problem throughout my life has been sleep. So I don't sleep well. So mm-hmm. I have not slept well since I was a teenager.
Yeah.
And in fact, in my 20s, I would sometimes go a day, 2 days without sleeping at all. Mm-hmm. Right. And then I get like 4 hours sleep and go back again. And so even to this day, I still don't sleep well. I'm a light sleeper unless I'm taking some sort of medication. And I often have fitful sleep. And usually after 4 or 5 hours, mm-hmm. like I would wake up. But nowadays, I try to get as much rest as I can. I go to bed early so that I can at least have the benefit of trying to get a few hours in early. But sleep has always been my issue. What do you think that is?
You see, always we wake up with sun, with sunshine, with sun. As we sleep with the moon. So if a body is unbalanced, so when after sunset, the body don't shut down. When we don't sleep, the blood circulation will poor, so different internal organs will not get nourished. So the next thing I can see you, your eye, you don't sleep for a long time, couple years at least, and your face. But last time you looked so pretty good.
Yeah,
I know.
Thank you. I have allergies too, so I have sinus allergies.
Yeah,
and they're kind of bad this year, the hay fever. Yeah. So
I think you should be consistent with the Rishi. That's why I'm here today. All what we talk about, the topic today, a particular suits what you are facing now is insomnia and sleepless, stress, the mental strains, balancing. So this is our topic today.
Okay.
And particularly in this, the epidemic in the environment.
Mm-hmm.
And pandemic strain might emerge again, just like it's still going on. It's just only a matter of time. So virus is extremely adaptable and highly intelligent. It's mutating and becoming resistant to the pharmaceuticals.
Mm-hmm.
So global crisis spread more quickly than we can develop medicines to fight them. And every season we have different flu and cold trigger your sinus, different allergies. So the best way to adapt the adaptable virus is to being strengthen your immune and balancing the body safely and naturally. The editor of American Herbal Pharmacopoeia, Mr. Roy Upton, mentioned that everyone who care about the health and want to fight against the stress, chemicals, toxins, virus, should be taking adaptogens. And I do believe like every ailment on the planet, there is a cure in the somewhere corner of the world. Just like how we found out the cordyceps on the plateau of Tibet is a yak. It's actually a cow.
Uh-huh.
And when the guy took them out and observed how healthy they are and observe what they really eating it every day is kind of blade shade, kind of little worm and herb. So they recognize the cordyceps. Then he took them home and feed the family. And eventually the emperors realize how brilliant they are. So that means there's a lot of mysteries need to be discovered in the every corner of the world. Mm-hmm. And that is the cure for every disease and ailments. So plants and herbs have been on the earth for over 700 million years. And it is a living pharmacy covering the surface of the planet. And the plants have developed sophisticated responses to bacteria and virus invasion over millions of years. So we talk about adaptogen. Adaptogen to adapt to fight against virus bacteria, for example, like ginseng, cordyceps, this top, the adaptogen, reishi, maca, goji berry, ginkgo, bee pollen, honey, goat wheat, and et cetera. To qualify as adaptogen, it must help the body in a non-specific way. So that means adaptogen always can sense what the body really needs and change its behavior in whatever way necessary to reach a peak of health. Mm-hmm. So we can take a adaptogen daily. And millions of people are using this adaptogen for thousands of years. Adaptogen can greatly increase the effectiveness of some modern drugs, including antibiotics, anxiety relief, antidepressants. It also can reduce, in some cases, eliminate the side effect of some drugs. Mm. So when we're discussing about adaptogens, are often referred to traditional Chinese medicine and Ayurveda, because the long history of using these herbs provides safety, efficacy, and credibility. It's one of the most reliable, effective, and potent herbs. So the whole plant extracts are more often more effective than isolated nutrients, and that the plant combination will be more effective and more powerful than single plant extracts. Like, for example, two different herbs. We all know that show beneficial effect for inhibiting cancer. But each single plant has the limitation. So when we combine them, this the two or three, a few herbs act like synergistically to enhance their beneficial effects. So these have been proven scientifically. So adaptogens often work better in combination than used separately. Like for example, we call immune formulation. A combination with equal amounts of cordyceps and reishi, they are particularly strong against the virus. For cordyceps, maca, ginseng can offer significant benefits for men suffering from ED. So the herbs improve male and female fertility.
Really?
So yes.
Cordyceps and ginseng.
Cordyceps, ginseng, maca.
You can't gloss over that stuff. People, you know.
This is a good formula combined together because that's improve quality and the quantity of the sperm, improve longevity of the sperm, and improve the testosterone and androgen, and also improve the quality of the egg. Balance the female hormone, good for uterine acid and alkaline balance. Mm. So that's how they improve the fertility for male and female. So when we combine the ginseng, cordyceps, reishi, that also improve blood circulation. Mm. Because we see a lot of people with swollen legs, swollen feet, and this type of combination therapy is more effective than any single herb possibly could be. So this is scientifically approved.
Okay.
And two most common types of arthritis are osteoarthritis and rheumatoid arthritis. So nearly one in three adults has arthritis, all the joints, inflammation. So in order to prevent the rheumatoid arthritis, anti-inflammation, we always recommend it's cordyceps, reishi, arthritic relief, and spirulina. So that will alkaline the body. We see a lot of results. Some one particular lady, she walking. If she's sitting in the chair, she couldn't stand up. So I have to help her to get up. So after I tell her how to change the diet and along with the products, so about 2 weeks, she woke up. About 2 months, she completely healed.
Right.
And it's always stay right there.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
We see people have eczema and also advanced psoriasis customer. And one day lady walk in the shop, even the skin shedding all the floor, and then the bloody red cover all over the hair loss, the fish, the face and skin painful. Mm-hmm. And I recommended reishi, cordyceps, spirulina, and sea buckthorn seed oil.
Right. You the sea buck oil is good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's absolutely. Longevity fruits.
Oh, we got a call. Okay, we got a call. Kermit says, "Okay, we got a call. We're going to talk about this. Plus, I want to talk to you about some other things, because I've had just say this really quickly. I've had several things going on, right? And since I've been like really on my regimen over the past year, and you know what actually made a difference too? Like you're talking about using multiple things. Mm-hmm. When I added the reishi powder to like the cordyceps and the spirulina, like it really made a difference.
Yes. Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
Like in my skin and how I felt. And even though I don't get like as much sleep as I would like I still feel great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Okay, let's go to the phone line. You want to put these headphones on right there. Hey, good afternoon. How are you doing?
How you doing, sir?
Great. Welcome to the revolution.
Interesting talk.
Thank you.
I walk into a Mejeng shop in February. I was having these rash breaking on my hand. I didn't know what it was. Mm. So I say, you know what? She's doing natural herbs. Let me go up there and see what I can get from her. Lo and behold, the same reishi powder y'all talking about right now. Could you believe I use that on my ticket to my mouth twice a day like she asked me to? And within 5 days, the eczema just started disappearing off my hand. I wish you could have seen it. I still got some dark spots on my hand.
Right.
And, man, look, yeah, the thing just worked wonders. And 1 month later, I had no problem with itch, no sign of the eczema, and my again. I'm a happy customer.
Okay, excellent. So you took the reishi powder help with that?
Yes, sir. And the other one, the gold top.
The cordyceps. Right. Okay.
My again, them two herbs together, they work wonders for me.
Excellent.
I am happy.
Excellent, man. Appreciate it.
One thing I got to ask Miss Yang.
Sure.
Yes.
I need to get the coloration come back together now.
Discoloration, I would recommend that you keep using the reishi along with the sea buckthorn seed oil.
What is it?
We carry another longevity fruits. Is a seed, concentrated seeded oil. They call sea buckthorn seed oil. They come from Tibet. Of China,
right. And
that will give you omega-3, 5, 7, and 9, and heal the dermatitis, heal alopecia, eczema, psoriasis, purify your blood. It is excellent product for the skin issues. So you continue with reishi, and
yeah.
You add up sea buckthorn seed oil, and you should see the improvement.
Yeah.
So I'll come see you tomorrow then.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Okay, thanks a million.
Thank
yeah,
you.
The sea buck oil I put like on my kids' scratches and stuff like that,
yes,
you know,
yes.
Before bed or if their skin feels particularly dry, you know,
mm-hmm.
I'll put some of that on it too.
Yeah.
And it really does work. But the reishi, mm-hmm. I found like, and I don't know what was going on with me, because I don't have like eczema or anything like this, but like my hand right here, mm-hmm. like it was cracking and peeling. The skin was, you know, getting very tough to the point where it would crack and peel and all this, just along here. And when I started taking the reishi powder, that went away.
Mm-hmm.
So, and now it's like back to normal.
Yes.
And I've never had a problem with eczema, but I've talked to several people who have serious problems with eczema. And if you'd watch some of the morning television shows right now, they have numerous medications that are out for eczema, but there's a lot going on when they tell you about the potential liabilities, you know? it makes you kind of wonder, like, should I be taking this? And so before you maybe do all that, you could seek a herbal remedy and see if that'll work for you and see how that goes. And what I find is that it usually takes a couple of weeks for it to kick in, all right? And you got to be consistent with it, and you got to take it every day, right? I take it a couple of times a day. But I just do all my stuff in the morning, and it really does help, mm-hmm. all right? Because I feel better. In fact, let's say I feel better now than I did 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. So I feel more energetic, healthier now than I did before I got married, mm-hmm. right? Which usually, you know.
I saw a miracle. This lady, she always come to me every Saturday. She have the big lump on the thyroid on the neck, and that interfere with her breathing. Mm. She even couldn't move. But before she went for the surgery, she taking the cordyceps, spirulina, and IWG. She now almost 90% gone.
Really?
You hardly see nothing.
Wow.
I believe she started from November, December, or early January, somewhere like mm-hmm. that.
Mm. Yeah, excellent. And like I said, I have balance because I wanted to talk to you about the cholesterol thing. But anyway, let's take a phone call first. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
Great, man. Everything's good.
Good, good. I'm just calling in to give a quick testimony. I purchased a couple of things from the Yang. I went and I had issues with eczema and also deterioration of my fingernails for some reason. Most of the doctors that I went to prescribed steroidal creams and steroids that kind of affected me negatively. Ms. Yang was the only one who recognized that it was as a result of mineral deficiency.
Mm.
So she recommended I start spirulina, which I did, and I'm seeing good results from that. Also, for the eczema, she had me try the reishi mushroom,
mm-hmm.
which I drank every day. I was also on the cordyceps, all of which I saw very positive results.
Excellent.
Besides the clearing of my skin, I was sleeping better, I was eating better. And overall, I had a lot more energy.
Excellent. That's great, man. Great testimony. Thank you.
I highly recommend a product.
Thanks a million.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, so now, remember I tell you about my sleep, right? And my sleep isn't a result of I'm not tired. My sleep is as a result of my brain actively fights sleep. So my brain wants to be up. My brain wants to be moving, and I'll be dog tired, and I'll be like, I'm still fighting, trying to stay awake. And so that's part of the problem. But in the event, so I'm going to work on that. I'm going to work on the stress factor, all right? In any event, I took a physical recently. I got a physical recently, and I had really great results, except for the cholesterol, which was a little high. And
how high was it?
It was like one total, like 140.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
140?
No, it's supposed to be like not over, like it's supposed to be much less than 200, but 100 is ideal. That's what I was told.
No, it's total cholesterol 140.
If I remember correctly. Yeah,
that's actually that brilliant.
No, he told me there was one that was high.
No, total cholesterol in the Western, that was average about under 200, mm-hmm. between 170 to 180, 180. But in Eastern, the total cholesterol is much lower. The average total cholesterol in China, 117.
Mm.
But in this part of the world, 140, that's brilliant. Mm-hmm. You know, high.
Well, they got it lower in China. I don't, I don't want 140 if they got 117 in China. Yeah, but anyway, so what do you do? Is that a diet thing? I don't know that it's a genetics thing because I've never had it before, you know? My diet did change, I won't lie, during the pandemic.
Your stress level
right.
high.
Yeah.
75 to 90% is a stress related. Mm. 70 to 90% the ailments come from the stress related.
Ah, okay.
And when you stress out, that build up insomnia, build up apnea, and also your cortisol level increase. So you easily gain the fatty belly, and easily have a prostate inflamed, the arthritis triggered, cholesterol increase, pressure, blood sugar increase.
Right.
So it's a whole body is holistic well-being.
Mm-hmm.
It's not isolated. Look at the figure, your cholesterol high, just cut off a conker. No, it's not that easy. It is your, once you don't sleep, once your stress triggered your cortisol level high, that's why we recommend use adaptogen. To adaptogen already have a proven to balance your cortisol level, your insulin metabolism, your balance your blood sugar, balance your adrenals level.
Excellent.
Because when you overstress, that causes your adrenal fatigue. Adrenal fatigue that shows you joint deficiency in the kidney energy. All these herb, cordyceps, and reishi will help you. I can see this. The products, the cordyceps and the reishi.
I'm on the cordyceps. I'm on cordyceps. I'm on reishi. I feel great, like I said.
I have reishi for another 2 months. When I come back, if it's God willing, I'll come back in 2 months' time.
Mm-hmm.
And then we will see how good it is. And when we talk about reishi, there are about over 200 varieties and 6 different colors.
Mm-hmm.
So what we talk about, reishi is red color, red reishi.
Okay.
So that's a taste bitter, but it's considered the most medicinally potent.
Yeah.
So it's as like immune stimulant.
I take like 2 tablespoons, just dump it in my mouth and then toss it back with water.
No, you should separate. Take 1 teaspoon in the morning, 1 teaspoon before sleep.
Oh, 1 in the morning, 1 before
sleep. The perfect time, take the reishi.
I take tablespoons of it.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, yeah.
You take, but you have to be consistent. You cannot take it today, and then next week you remember and take another one.
I take it every day.
Every day?
Every day.
How long?
I take it by 8 o'clock in the morning, by 7:30 in the morning.
Before meal?
Before I eat, yes.
Twice a day?
No, once a day, in the morning.
No, for your situation, at least twice a day,
Twice a day, 3 times a day. Okay.
Yeah, because you're under tremendous stress. You cannot take a regular dosage.
But you know what, though? Stress is a part of, like, your lifestyle, too, right? So I just have very stressful jobs, and that's just part of life, you know? And so I maybe need to make some shifts in how I deal with life and what I allow to stress me out, right? So.
And that's what you're taking, the right reishi. But today, we highly recommend another one, particularly designed for insomnia or mental stress.
I'm going to take that one.
This is purple reishi.
That's one. I'm going to take that.
So we will talk about
purple
this.
Purple reishi. And you got the good cordyceps now.
Yes.
The other ones were good, but these are bomb. These are like
supercharged. Talk about that. Yes.
Okay. Let's do it. We got a phone call. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I'm just calling in to give my testimony.
Oh, sure, go ahead.
Concerning the cordyceps.
Yes, ma'am.
For the fibroids, I must say that for the ladies that have fibroids, the cordyceps for me has been a tremendous help. The bleeding, the heavy bleeding at the end of the month, and it also has shrunk my cordyceps. I must say that the products do work, and that it has been a huge difference at the end of the month during my monthly cycles. The Uroplex has been also good and helping me, and I must say that you have to be consistent. Cut out the dairy product every morning. I take it before breakfast and every evening before dinner, before bedtime. And I must say that the fibroids have shrunk tremendously. And like I said, it's a big difference in size the end of month when the monthly cycles come on. So
okay,
for the women that are fighting fibroids, I must say the cordyceps is the place to go. Visit Ms. Yang, and I must say it is helpful. Trust me, it is helpful.
Okay, thank you so much. We appreciate
and
you coming.
Also, one more thing.
Uh-huh.
My mom was fighting with the arthritis. She just begun her pills. I introduced her to Ms. Yang.
Mm-hmm.
and she gave us some pills for heart arthritis. She's been on it from the end of March till now, and within like, say, 2.5-3 weeks, oh my God, it's been a tremendous, tremendous difference for her. I mean, the pain has subsided tremendously. It's like a miracle pill for her. It's like she's a
excellent. Arthritis relief.
Excellent. Yeah. Really good.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So just want to give my testimony as to how helpful the products are.
Right.
And to go in and see Ms. Yang.
Thank you. Okay. You know what, too? I don't know if it's the reishi, but I think it might be. Like, whenever, because I shave, like, you know, my neck every day, and sometimes, really, I would get, like, razor bumps, and I'd have to treat it with, like, the bump stop or whatever like that. Wouldn't be really bad, but it'd be noticeable. And since I've been doing the reishi, I haven't needed to take any of that stuff. Yeah. Like, I shave, reishi, and it's fine.
Antivirus, yeah. Antibacterial, antifungal, anti-inflammation, and whatever the pathogen built inside the body, the foreign invaders, and that will kill it. Mm. That's called medicinal mushroom.
Okay, excellent. All right, we got to take a break. We're going to be back with Ms. Yang. I'll take some of your questions. I still got mine, but she wants to talk to all of you. So we'll do that on the other side of the break. Stay tuned.
Junior just showed me Bala Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bala hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day, and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
The most important thing in life is family. And whenever you need reliable advice, you look to the people you know you can trust. At J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, we earn our clients' trust every day. Whether it's home, motor, travel, or commercial insurance, we've got you covered. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com.
J.S. Johnson Insurance.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and the generator's back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them on
2425604. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. Good to have you with us. We're here with Ms. Yang
from Ancient Chinese Secret talking herbal remedies. She wants to talk to you about a new product that she has in, the new supercharged cordyceps. I've been taking these as well, and I love them, but I'll let her talk about it. I'll say this, though. You hear me talking on the radio like, you know, I'm pitching a product. I actually use this stuff. And when I go to Miss Yang's store, people will be in the store and be like, what are you doing here? And I'm like, I buy the stuff from here. I actually believe in the product. I use the products. But tell us about the new cordyceps that you have in.
The cordyceps is so profoundly bioactive that it affects nearly every system in our body. But now we have the more potent, more effective and upgraded cordyceps. So millions of people have used cordyceps beneficially and safely for many conditions over thousands of years. And a lot of doctors around the world have successfully used it with their patients. The cordyceps is entirely free of heavy metal contaminants, fertilizer, no chemicals, no stimulants, no steroids. And all these products we mentioned, cordyceps and the reishi, the purple reishi and red reishi, have certified by the France EcoCert, International HALA, Swiss SGS certified, Israel's Kosher certified, Japan's EcoCertified, and the USD organic. So we had all this certificate in hand. We could prove the quality and the purity, authenticity of the products. So we talk about cordyceps. It is an energizer for your whole body. It increases the oxygen uptake by 40% on your cellular level. So that means once you take cordyceps in a few hours, we feel more energetic. When I exercise, I feel I breathe in deeply. My heart rate is normalized. You know how my heart rate? 55, between 55 to 60.
Really?
I feel good.
That's excellent.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. And my pressure level, that's why I want to tell you, my pressure level 100 over 60, 65.
Oh, that's
some people say
low.
My pressure low, mm-hmm. but yeah. I feel perfect. Different people, because I'm vegetarian, mostly, mm-hmm. not 100%.
Right.
So that's because your diet is how your diet that affects different figures. So don't think your pressure 100 over 60, you feel low. I feel perfect. I feel energized.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And also, cordyceps lower the average cholesterol by 17%. This is scientifically approved clinically. Cordyceps is a cholesterol fighter and make a better HDL and LDL balance. Mm. So there's a ratio. So not only the figure.
Right.
And also cordyceps help to stimulate natural killer cells activity by 400%. So for people who have cancer patients, we always highly recommend it. Cordyceps along with reishi, because that's not only to reduce the side effect from the therapy, also improve the effectiveness and make you feel easier to endure. For arrhythmia, after taking cordyceps, you feel the irregular heartbeat and palpitation decrease by 80 to 90%.
Oh, wow.
For rheumatoid arthritis sufferers, who take cordyceps, the joints will less acidic, less inflamed, and sweating will go down gradually. And cordyceps help to reduce tumor size by 50%. It helps to inhibit kidney failure. In 1995, 69 people who had received kidney transplants were given cordyceps along with the pharmaceutical drug. Not only did cordyceps not interfere with pharmaceutical drug, but it also helped to prevent side effects from the drugs.
Wow.
And also, as I said, cordyceps helped the male and the female fertility. We do have customers walking. The ladies get pregnancy because when they have poor circulation, they can't hold the hands and the feet, and it's cold. And the uterine acids and alkaline unbalanced and make it difficult to conceive. And for male, the sperm because all the chemical and different GMO, the products, what we consume, that interfere with the quality and the quantity of the sperm in our body. Mm-hmm. So the cordyceps will help to increase the longevity of each sperm and improve your testosterone and the androgen. For long-term increase of cortisol level, if people cortisol level, like if you always have unbalanced and you don't sleep, your body don't shut down after sunset, your cortisol level is high, and that will produce.
Belly fat. You ain't gonna shield these behemoths. They know what's going on.
Yeah. And then we know that belly fat associated with hypertension, heart disease, and for female, like uterine fibroids. And adaptogen supports weight management by regulating blood sugar, your insulin, your cortisol levels. So reducing your stress and the stress-induced eating, promoting the healthy sleep. I really want to try this purple reishi because the purple reishi will help when you feel hypoactivity. The reishi will often to strengthen the function. So when you feel hyperactivity, so the reishi will gently reduce it and normalize it. So for me, I'm the first person to testify the most of the products we carry. The first time when I got the products, that was in the morning. I take 3 pills of the purple reishi and a few gels. I fell asleep a couple times. Yeah, it's really make it relaxing.
So you take it at night, yeah.
And this potent, this reishi is made of organic reishi powder and reishi spore powder and organic reishi extract powder. That's why it's very powerful and potent.
For the purple reishi.
Yes. So the red reishi, we all know that the reishi powder that's made of red reishi is tastes bitter, but it helps you to heal. That helps to stimulate the lymphocytes, improve the leukocytes, enhance natural killer cells, T cells, anti-tumor, anti-cancer, protect against the virus, bacterial, parasite, HIV, HBV, HPV, herpes. It's good for cardiovascular and cerebrovascular. Mm. It purifies the blood, helps to dissolve blood clots, prevent stroke, and keep young-looking skin internally and externally. That's why people have skin issue, age pigment, color, discoloration. That help all tuning the skin, make it younger-looking and useful.
Someone's asking about, like, darkening nails and fingers, like nails are splitting and the fingers are getting darker.
You need minerals.
Yeah.
You need more fruits and vegetables.
Right.
And also good for seasonal allergies, all kind of allergies. The reishi will help with different allergies. And I have seen tons of results. Allergy from metals, allergy from pollen, allergy from fish, from food. Good for nerve pain, good for gastric ulcer, even good for gout that will reduce uric acid from the blood.
Got it. So, excellent. So we need our cordyceps. We need our
reishi,
reishi. We need our purple reishi. And we need our spirulina for certain, right?
Yes. And the maca is for the stamina enhancer. Support your endocrine system, adrenal glands, and the thyroids.
My wife takes this, but I don't want to take anything that's going to make me more hype. You know what I mean? Because I'm already hype.
No, you like cannot naturally. Take a marker. For you, you need relax.
Okay.
You need to take balancing cordyceps, balancing, and the purple reishi to shut down the at night.
Right. Now, are we going to go to the phone line? So when I went to like a different place, like a non-herbal medicine place, you know, a fitness place. They told me take ashwagandha to reduce like my stress level, sleep better. So it did nothing, right? So I took it for like 6 weeks, nothing happened. I didn't feel anything. So I'm going to try the purple reishi.
Yes.
And see how that hits.
Yes.
All right, let's go to the phone line real quick. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Yeah, hello. How you doing, man?
I'm great. How's it going?
Oh, it's good here.
Excellent. You're calling to speak to Miss Yang?
no, just to confirm and affirm the product.
Oh, okay,
they,
sure.
They really work, all right? Because after I start taking them, I have some like, little shortness of breath, difficulty in breathing.
Mm-hmm.
I've had great improvement in that area, and I sleep well at night, too, with Cordyceps reishi, spirulina, the goji berry. And I love to work out, so, you know, I have sufficient energy.
Mm-hmm.
I get my workouts are very beneficial.
Okay, excellent, excellent, excellent. I've had the goji berry. I need to get back on the goji berry.
Yeah. You had that?
I had the goji berry, and it was good, but I need to get back on it. So I try to stay on it. Yeah, absolutely.
I need to get some more now because I'm running out.
Right. Yeah. Because I just used to.
It's very great.
Yeah. I just chewed it up. I just like put a handful in my mouth and chewed it up. Thank you, man. Uh-huh. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's very good. All right. So you know you got to come back because I have so many questions. All right. Let's ask this first. So it says, Miss Yang, what can you take to lower cholesterol? So you said the cordyceps.
Yeah.
Definitely the cordyceps.
Cordyceps reduce your cholesterol by average 17%.
Yeah, that's excellent. Yeah. I'm on the cordyceps, so I'm going to see how my cholesterol is going in a few months here. Let's do a phone line. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hey.
Hi.
How you doing, sir?
Hi.
Good. Miss Yang, how you doing?
I'm good. Thank you, sir. How are you?
Wonderful. Yes, I'm confirming the cordyceps too. And thank you, get the brand new one. This is a marathon runner, Miss Yang.
No, I remember you.
I want to do all the distance running.
Right.
So I'll be in there and I'll tell people that's very, very, very good. And the spirulina, that does me really, really well. And I also take the maca powder because, like I said, I do distance running, so it gives you that stamina. Energy. It really works. So I advise anybody, you know, to get on that cordyceps so that it helps you to breathe and everything. And, you know, those three together, because you can run all day and you can exercise all day because you have the stamina. One other thing.
I think we lost him. That line's funny. I don't know what's going on. There must be water in it. Remember how we used to say that? Your phone line has just there's water in the line. How's water? In the, let's put it together. How's there water in the phone line? Anyway, this person says, good afternoon. I have a relative who's allergic to dairy products. Symptoms include skin rash and inflammation of the throat. Is there anything to control or eliminate this problem?
Rishi.
Rishi. All right. Yeah, good. And maybe a little bit less dairy. All right. It says, so sleeping 12:30 a.m. to 7:30 a.m. isn't recommended for good cortisol then. 12:30 a.m. to 7:30 a.m.
That's late. We're supposed to sleep.
Yeah, you got to wake up earlier than that. Yeah, right. Just go to sleep before that. Like, I'm in bed by 10 o'clock. People are like, what are you doing? I'm trying to go to bed. What are you doing? What do you got going on? I was going to come by. No, you weren't. Not to my house. Yeah. We gotta take a quick break and we'll be right back. All right? Stay tuned.
Mother's Day is approaching fast, which means it's the perfect time to give your mom the most special gift, your love. Why not show mom you love her with beautiful customized items from Inventive Intellect? Pillows, ceramic mugs, frosted mugs, mirrored photo frames, blankets, acrylic frames, cutting boards, aprons, oven mittens, and so much more. We've got packages starting at only $30. Give Inventive Intellect a call at 676-5811 or 821-9457. We're on Sunlight Cottage Road off East Street North. Do something special for your mom with Inventive Intellect.
You do coffee your way.
Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
We know how important collecting your money can be to the success of your business.
Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options, we're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio. We're just about out of time with Miss Yang. We're going to have her come back very soon. But she's got the new cordyceps in. She's got the red reishi in. And she's got the maca powder, the purple reishi pills. And she's got the spirulina as well as a host of other things that you can take for different ailments. But my basic regimen is cordyceps, reishi, spirulina, right? That's my basic three that I get in every day. And then I take my vitamins, etc. All right. Ms. Yang, tell us how that we can reach you. Tell us how we can find you out there.
Okay. Our office number is 394-1369. Or if you have any inquiry, you can WhatsApp me 557-1369. You just leave me the message and then when I get time, I will answer it. If any inquiry, consultation is free, available. And also we have 4 days promotion before Mother's Day from tomorrow until Saturday. So 4 days, we have 10% discount on all the herbal remedies besides the super food. So all the herbal cordyceps, reishi, aloe, spirulina, 10% off for 4 days. So give the best love for your mother, your sisters, your colleagues, your friends. So this is, let's love each other, care about each other.
Absolutely.
Make the best words.
Absolutely.
Best life.
All right, Ms. Yang.
Make the best version of yourself.
She's located on Shirley Street.
Opposite Thompson Trading.
Opposite Thompson Trading. Mm-hmm. Right, shout out to my boy Matt over there at Thompson Trading too. But he's right across the street from you. But thank you so much, Ms. Yang, for coming through. Next time we'll talk about my dreams and the aging process that scares everybody. We'll talk about that as well. But thank you so much for coming through. It's a pleasure to
my
see
pleasure.
You as always. And thanks for all that you do for helping so many people. You guys take care out there and have a great day, Bahamas. Lord willing, we'll be back tomorrow and we'll see you then.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.